It is a special day of sorts today, especially because it's, first of all, it's the power hour. You get Mental Health and Mindset Monday. It's always a special day every Monday. But today is especially different because today we embark on year 5 of Mindset Monday. We started this in the pandemic, and today is another day as we enter into the fifth year of our journey. We've been doing Mindset Monday every morning, every Monday morning for the last 5 years. So whatever concept you have taken in the last 5 years, thank this man right here. And that man is Coach Jarvis Jordan, whose passion is to disturb the comfortable and comfort the disturbed while assisting individuals with identifying their passion, which leads to their purpose. He does this by being a philanthropist, certified life and business coach, serial entrepreneur, mentor, educator, motivational speaker, author of the phenomenal book Paradigm Shift, Marathon of the Mindset. You should have it by now. If you don't, you better go get it. And brand ambassador for the Irby, a classic. You got to put emphasis on a classic men's clothier. He is intentional in being an agent for change. As a CEO, he oversees the day-to-day operations of JMJ Enterprises, Situations Media Entertainment, Eclectic Organics, Passion Purpose Coaching, Paradigm Marketing, you name it. He done it all. Now, he is the founder of the nonprofit organization Odessa Jordan, established in honor of his late grandmother to offer the youth an ethical foundation while shifting paradigms. Coach Jarvis also serves the community as a youth caseworker and a youth mentor, and a great one at that. Google him. Look him up. See the results. The cultivating of dreams into reality is his passionate purpose, and for 5 years and beyond, he's been serving that passionate purpose right here every Monday on the Morning Machine. This is Mindset Monday. Coach Jarvis, powerful morning to you, King.
Powerful morning to you, King. All is well. How are you?
All is well in this land over here, getting rest, and the work-life balance is pretty rewarding too. But enough about me. What's the mindset for this week, my brother?
Okay. So for this particular week, you know, last week, on the Passover, you know, me and Dr. Bourne did kind of a repeat. So we spoke on last week about being grateful for the things that you may be going through, whether good or bad, trying to get the lesson out of it. And this week we're on chapter 22 of the book, which we're actually, halfway through now. And the most important part about being halfway through is being actually prepared. So this week we're talking about actually strategic planning. And that's a convoluted statement, because there's a lot that entails when it comes to strategic planning. Strategic planning is not just something that you just sit down and you just write a plan of, this is my goal, I want to be a millionaire. No, strategic planning is something where not only do you write a goal down, but you write down the avenue of actually getting you to that particular goal or to that destination. And that comes with a lot of research and development, a lot of doing things that may be outside of your normal routine, a lot of sacrificing things so that you can reach that next level, just a plethora of things that you may have to actually, you know, submit to in order to get certain things done. So I'm pretty sure everyone has heard of the term SMART goals, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. But there's actually another definition that a lot of people are starting to incorporate, which is called SMARTER goals, which means that there's an ER at the end. And what that ER stands for, it means that you evaluate and you revise your goals. So I want to focus on the word evaluate your goals for one moment. A lot of the times we just set goals based on what we think we should be doing, what we think we want, and we never really evaluate those goals to make sure those goals align with truly what we want to do along this journey that we're on right now, and if they align with actually where we are currently, which creates an atmosphere of setting unrealistic goals. So when we evaluate our goals, right, let's evaluate our goals in the magnitude of realistically assessing where we are, what we're going through, what we need to do to get to the next level, and what our actual strengths and weaknesses are. Performing an actual SWOT analysis on ourselves, that acronym, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, actually doing it to ourselves to actually come up with a realistic picture of where we're actually at, where we're trying to go, and what we need to get to that point. And when we do this type of strategic planning, we set ourselves up to make sure that we document our successes, document our failures, so that we can actually visually see things we need to work on, things we need to actually modify, things that maybe wasn't realistic, things that maybe wasn't timely, and we can go to the next level, which is revise our goals. And it's okay to revise your goals. As long as that revision is coexisting with where you're trying to go, you can actually revise your goals. But the thing is, in anything that we're doing, when we're trying to properly prepare ourselves in a planning process, we get distracted. We get deterred. We get into the mindset of getting fatigued in the journey. And we kind of get into a rat race of trying to undo our mindset in order to continue to move forward. I challenge everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice today to understand one concept. As long as you can hear the sound of my voice or look up in the morning, any and everything you go through will seem to pass. So with that being said, wake up with a mindset of always having a plan for your day, a plan for what you want in life, a plan for what you're trying to do with the life that you're currently on. Because a man or a woman with no plan actually plans to fail. And it's important that we take the time to assess this now. So along the journey that we're on, we're halfway through. So we're in week 22. We have 22 more weeks to go. If you're at any stage of mindset change, you should already be planning. But if you're not planning, stop yourself this week. Take the time. Grab your pen and a pad. And I'm talking to myself, number one, and sit down and really create a plan for yourself, because I'm pretty sure that the majority of those that are listening to my voice already have the tools needed to get anything that they want done. They just have to plan, make a plan so they can accordingly attack what they're trying to do and to make it a reality for them. And once you make that plan, I always have your contingency plan alongside that. A contingency plan is nothing but a plan after the plan. In case that plan don't work, you have an alternative. And my thing is, I wouldn't do it in a manner of in case that plan don't work. I always do it in a manner of when this plan works, what is the next step? So once you get one thing done, what is the next step after that? And what is the next step after that? And make sure all of those steps coexist with the journey that you're on. So if you're planning on being a doctor in the world of academia, you should be making a plan to graduate high school, go to a college that speaks highly to the field of doctoral studies, graduate with your doctoral degree, look for a company that you can work for as a doctor. My final step in that would be looking to start my own practice, because at the end of the day, entrepreneurship is the best outlet for financial freedom. So that's kind of a systematic approach of how you can approach planning. Now, in your planning process, we go back to our acronym, making sure that we set SMART goals, goals that are specific, goals that are directly related to where you're trying to go. So if you're setting a specific goal of something that you want to accomplish, you want to know what the purpose of that goal. You don't want to know what's involved with that goal, who's involved, all of the different things that you can actually come up with that will prevent you from actually walking the path of reaching that goal because you're not specific enough. Next, you want to make sure that it's measurable. You can give it a time slot. You can actually measure how long it's going to take. You can track the progress, and you can make sure that when you achieve that goal, the metrics that you use and how much and how many you have used, you can actually gauge that. So you can do what everyone is speaking about now, this thing called analytics. You can actually perform analytics on yourself. That third aspect is achievable. Make sure it's truly achievable. Don't set a goal that you're destined not to truly reach because it's something that is outside of the bounds of what you're really trying to do. Don't say you're going to sell 1,000 products in a week and you're only selling one every week currently. Make a goal to do two a week so that you can actually meet a goal that is specifically realistic and achievable as to what you're actually doing. Next is make sure that it's relevant. Make sure this goal doesn't have nothing to do with 10 years ago and it has something to do with your current reality. Make sure that it's relevant to whatever you want, your purpose in life. Make sure it's relevant with who you are as a person. Make sure you walk the lines of creating an atmosphere where this particular goal coexists with exactly who you are, where you're trying to go, so forth and so on. Next, make sure it's timely. This is one that I have a issue with a lot because I like to do things at a very high level and at a very efficient speed. So make sure that you, when you're setting certain goals, you set those goals according to what you have going on with your life, because that is a big deterrent when it comes to goal setting. If you're setting goals and you know that you are a single parent and you have a child that's in school that does a lot of different things, don't try to get a lot of things done during the concept of their school work, their school life, what they got going on after school. You have to set your time around it so that you can make sure that the times that you're trying to actually perform the duties needed to reach your goal, you're uninterrupted. You don't have to worry about doing things outside of focusing on that direct goal. And the last two things that I just spoke about earlier, which is the most important tool to me, is always evaluate and revise your goals. When you're trying to do anything, I think that so often we get so caught up in, I set a goal for this. I'm not gonna be waved to the left or right. As Dr. Bowen was saying earlier, you have to be a little flexible when you do certain things. And goal setting is one of those things that flexibility is very, very important, because we can't predict what the future will hold. We can only prepare for what the future will bring. So with that being said, in your preparation, you also have to prepare for things that you may not have seen coming, prepare for to come, and you have to be able to meander through those things accordingly, because Murphy is behind every door and every corner. Whatever can happen will happen. You just have to put yourself in the environment, around the right people, around the right energy, to make sure that you can survive and overcome anything that may come your way during the course of trying to reach said goal. And with that being said, speaking about strategic planning, I want to end with this. So often we strategically plan things, and when we don't reach our goal, we get frustrated and we want to give up and we want to give all the reasons for why we didn't reach said goal. What I want all of us to do moving forward is to evaluate why you didn't reach that goal and be honest with yourself. If you were the factor that prevented you from reaching that goal, I want you to address you. If there was outside entities that prevented you from reaching that goal, I want you to sit back and address those entities in a manner of, are these people right for me? Should I even be in the midst of these people currently? What do I need to do for me to make sure I get to the next level? Do I need to disconnect? Do I need to put myself around a different environment? Do I need to have a conversation with the individuals that I value to make them aware of what I'm trying to do, where I'm trying to go, so they can feel comfortable when I do go missing as to what I'm doing and why I'm doing what I'm doing? Also, with that being said, you have to truly, truly do some mirror work on yourself, because oftentimes we are the direct individuals responsible for us not reaching our goals, because we put people in positions that they deserve to be in. We sacrifice when the Most High is telling us to be obedient. We give up things to others that we haven't given to ourselves. We give advice to people that we are not even taking ourselves. And we expect something from another person that you may be in the position to give. Stop expecting things that you do from other people, because everybody is not like you and no one else will be like you. So that's the reason you have to be comfortable in being you and establish boundaries when you do that. Because if you continue to behave in a mindset of giving outside of yourself, you will be disappointed, because you're always expecting people to behave in the manner that you behave when there's no one else like you. You're the only person who was created in your life image. So be you. As I always say, everybody else is taken. But in being in that mindset, be very cognizant of setting boundaries, because in being you, respect you first, so people will respect you on the back end. So often people are loyal to situations and circumstances where people are not loyal to them, and they seek and they look for loyalty. Stop seeking and looking for loyalty and start just seeking respect. Because if a person respects what you do and they respect how you come, then that respect will show in their behavior. Instead of trying to be loyal to somebody, expecting them to be loyal to you. And you know, people can be loyal to you for 50 years and make one mistake and now they're unloyal. Their loyalty was never existing in your eyes. So stop looking so much on that word of loyalty and just start looking towards being respectful in everything. And everyone should be able to do that at a high level, because respect should be something that you should just give automatically, because everybody deserves respect. With that being said, if you encompass all of these things as you strategically plan, your plans will become more specific. Your plans will become more measurable, more attainable, more realistic, more timely, because every goal and plan that you set will not have anything to do with anybody except the person who is setting the goal, you. So if you're setting a goal where you're going to be in a situation or a relationship with somebody, that person becomes a part of your goal set, because you're setting goals where the two of you are going to be a certain place. If you're in a business relationship with someone, you set goals in business that are going to align with the betterment of all parties involved. If you got goals set as a professor or a parent, your goals are going to be aligned with exactly where you want to go and what you want to give to not only the kids in the classroom, but your kids up under your roof. And when you start to do those things at a high level, you will start to learn and understand that when you're running this marathon of life, the whole goal is to serve. If you can identify how to properly set goals to put you in a position to serve at a high level, you are going to be more happier. You're going to see the fruits of your labor more. You're going to be involved in situations and circumstances that are going to cultivate those around you as opposed to tearing them down. And you're going to put yourself in the position of what I call the good karma circle. Karma is definitely real, but the thing about karma, it doesn't care if it's negative or positive. It's going to return to you what you put out. So whatever energy that you put out, it will return to you in due time. So you will put yourself in that good karma circle where you're just putting out that high level of good energy, and it's going to continue to return to you. And you continue to make plans and necessary arrangements to continue to grow and evolve. And as you grow and evolve, you will mature as a person. The people around you will see your behaviors, and you will start to create environments where they can mature as a culture and as a people. And you will start to notice that change is something that you have to consistently attack by setting strategic plans to make sure that change will definitely happen. And if you do that, The people around you will start to do that. The people around them will start to pay attention to what they're doing, and you will start to see and be the change that everyone wants to see. And you will start to learn that the life that we live is something that is created to be a challenge, and it's kind of like a chess game, but you just have to embrace what you're going through, make strategic plans to overcome the things that you may be experiencing currently, and when you get to the next level, have the grace and be grateful for where you came from, the things that you're currently having, and be able to have a conversation with someone that's coming up from behind you so that you can start to leave that L word that we all subscribe to leave, which is a legacy. And just be, and a legacy doesn't have to be directly related to a blood relative. You can leave a legacy just by instilling change in the environment that you're currently in. And that's something that I think we all as a people should focus on. So as I close this out, going through this week, I ask that everybody get that pen, that pad, and start strategically planning what it is that you want to do over the next 10 years. Because so often we make year plans, 2-year plans, but we never do the 10-year plans. Let's start from 10 years and go back. Make your 10-year plan, go back to your 5-year plan, and start to make your year and your 90-day plan, or whatever the case may be. And it may sound like it's an extensive process, but once you start it, you'll be able to finish it. If you start it today on Monday, by Sunday, you will have all of your plans for the next 10 years written down. 10, 5, 2, 1, 90, however you want to break it down, you'll have all of those things written down, and you will have a image that is written that you can read and you can go back to, and you can put yourself back in line if you actually veer to the left or right when it comes to achieving your goals and walking towards the purpose for which you are called. So with that being said, I truly hope that someone takes the time to do the mirror work and actually write down the things. I'm going to do it myself, sit down and write down some updated goals and updated things that I know I want to do in life. And I truly hope that when you do those things, you realize that if when you look down and you read that paper, you can identify the things that you're doing that directly go against the goal that you're trying to get to, the people that you hang around that don't align with where you're trying to go, the situation and circumstances that you're involved in that are a direct deterrent from getting you to the next level, because it's time to take life a little serious and get to the next level at a high level so that you can be happy along the rest of the journey. With that being said, I'm going to turn it back over to my guy, Brother Rob. As always, Androgynous Energy will be aired this evening, 6 p.m., Coach Linnell and myself, as we bring a conversation about the balance of male and female energy. We actually have good, powerful conversation on a regular basis. Tune in, follow the station, 1026thesituation.com. And, of course, if you're trying to get in contact with Coach Jarvis, Passion Purpose Coaching on all platforms.
Absolutely. Now,